1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show stopped by just to say hello a few minutes ago in my office, and they're great show, funny guys, and he said he'd like to come in and watch our show, and I said, well, okay, you need to call Mike Schaefer, my producer. So I said to Mike, you know, Kevin from Kevin and Bean will be calling, and Mike goes, is it like Mr. Bean or Bean, sir? No, it's the other guy. Is it Mr. Bean? And then Mike goes, well, Bean's name, his name's like Gene or something, isn't it? Yeah, well, who's Kevin? Kevin's the first half. He's calling, not Mr. Bean. And it's Kevin and Bean, not Kevin and the Bean. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget to check out our website, philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com gives you all the information you need for our show. Everything. We got archives, we got sound bites, we got a biographical page, we got live listening, streaming, audio thing that they do that I don't know how it works. We also have a web poll, Phil Hendry Polls America web poll. Today our question is, given the insights of The Sopranos, do the Godfather movies now look A, better than ever, or B, kind of dumb? And you can weigh in on that question by visiting philhendryshow.com. Just to give an idea, right now, Godfather movies are holding up. The better than ever leads something like 66% to 30-something percent for the kind of dumb people. So, and yesterday we had a very surprising poll result. The question was, Chris Norton would like to only clone Sarah Jessica Parker's body, not her head. What do you think? And it was clone just the body or the whole damn thing. And I think clone just the body came out on top 55%, which is really cruel and stupid. And there isn't a man listening, not a man in the studio right now, who wouldn't be very glad to have that beautiful young woman on his arm any given evening of the week. And so there you go. Except for me, I'm married and that like that. And everybody in here is going, yeah. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. My wife's out of town for a couple of days, Lake San Marcos, so if Sarah Jessica Parker is listening, please call the back line. Our number is 555-555-555. Please call now. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler is with the Living America Seminars. And speaking of The Sopranos, and Dean, are you there?
Yes, Bill, hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm very good. Thank you for having me on your program today.
You're welcome, and thank you for joining us. This coming Sunday begins a new series of reruns of The Sopranos, the first three seasons. In other words, they will be running every episode that has ever been of The Sopranos, beginning on Sunday night, August 12th, there on HBO. There are many people who are fans of the show, and you're not one of them, right?
No, I guess, Phil, I'm not really a fan of The Sopranos. Well, I don't like what it does to our Italian-American friends, and I think that's visit... just a level of hurt, and I think there's a great deal of sadness among Italian Americans because of The Sopranos. And I know that a lot of Italian Americans said that they thought it was very racist and very bigoted, but no one listens. And I don't think it's about listening. I think it's about helping our Italian American friends get over a very profound sadness as to what they're put through every Sunday night.
What are Italian Americans put through every Sunday night?
Well, in our literature, we believe it's a media rape. We think that they are taken against their will, in much the same way that one might experience a very dry jail sex. This is an assault upon the
dry jail sex.
Well, Phil, it's an assault upon.
I'm just thinking of that right now. I mean, you feel that the Italian-American community is being assaulted like in jail every Sunday night.
It is an assault upon really good people who are so sad as to what's taken place to them. Up to this point, only Italian-Americans spoke out. I think it's time for everybody.
What heritage are you?
I'm Swedish-American.
Do you think you're Swedish-American?
Yes.
Do you think the outcry against The Sopranos by Italian Americans has been so significant that you need to be emotionally counseled because of this show? Because that's what you're offering, emotional counseling to Italian Americans.
Oh, yeah. The Italian American people that I've spoken with, they feel very hurt and betrayed. It makes them look like criminals, like they're hoodlums and murderers and those kinds of things. And I think there's a deep sense of hurt and profound sadness among the Italian Americans, and they don't know what to do with that hurt. And we have our Living in America seminars to help them let go of their sadness and help them let go of their hurt and their grief over being portrayed as bad people.
So they come into your seminar, right? These Living in America seminars?
Yes, they come into our meeting hall. We have a lot of sympathetic people there to help them. There's a box of Kleenex, and we'll tell them, the people that made The Sopranos, they don't know you. They don't know who you are. They don't see you as a person. And so you can't be sad. And because they're so sad. And
well, give me an example of an Italian-American that comes to your seminar and needs to be counseled after seeing The Sopranos. Are they crying? Are they angry? Just what is the case in point?
Well, Phil, here's a case in point. He drives a cab in Philadelphia, and he's a very delightful guy. His name's Carmine, and he's of Italian descent, and he came into our seminar. And he had just seen an episode of The Sopranos. And in this episode, Tony, who is the head mafia person, was doing a lot of yelling, and he was yelling, and he was yelling and yelling. And the cab driver who had seen the episode, well, he barely made it into our seminar before he just collapsed. And I said, I saw this man fall on the floor. Oh, my God. And there were people running to get him water. And it really was a shame that he was violated. It's a violation, Phil.
Well, why would you, a Swedish American, take interest in the plight of Italian Americans in this show, The Sopranos? What is your personal stake? Because I understand you got Italian Americans coming and crying and weeping, and they need counseling. And
oh, yeah. Well, listen, have you ignored what they've been saying about this program? I mean, it's been a very sad experience.
Why would you take such a personal interest in this? And before you answer that, I want to give our phone number and get some people involved in this discussion. Dean Wheeler with the Living in America seminars, counseling Italian Americans out of their grief and sadness. You can live again a normal life after seeing The Sopranos. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, can I jump in?
Go ahead.
And I would also, welcome anybody who is Italian American who wants the hurt to be taken away and lifted from you. To call us. Call me now.
You'll talk to them.
Oh, I'd be very happy to.
So what is your personal stake in this?
Well, I give a little bit of my bio in our brochure, Phil. When I was younger, I went to a neighborhood restaurant, and it was one of these Italian restaurants. And I ordered the steamed mussels. And I remember I ate them, and I got a very bad upset stomach and food poisoning, and I had intestinal problems for a couple of days. And like a lot of people after that, I referred to Italians as guinea balls and grease balls and this sort of nonsense. Well, a year later, I went back to that same restaurant after the health department gave them a passing grade, and I had a chicken parmesan sandwich, and it was delightful. And that's when I realized that I'd been wrong about the Italian people and wrong to be prejudiced against them. The Italian people was just wrong. So that when The Sopranos came on television and I noticed the Italians were really being very deeply hurt by that, I wanted to take that hurt away. I wanted them to chase those blues and turn those frowns upside down. And you start by letting them know that it's okay to feel hurt and stung by something. And then many of them are hurt and stung many times a day, but that The Sopranos show is only on for one day. And if you can endure just for 1 hour a day, if you can endure something that might be a little rough, and I don't know, we compare it to rough jail sex, but I imagine even a jail rape can be endured. And just count the flowers on the wall. Look, think of something else. Think of batting averages.
And how about if you just not watch the show? You've compared to, if you don't mind me interrupting.
Well, go ahead, Phil. You're angry, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm questioning. If I'm Italian-American, why don't I just not watch the show? You're comparing watching Sopranos for the Italian-Americans that you've counseled, you say, to being violated.
Their entire culture.
Their entire culture being violated. Why don't they just not watch the show?
Well, Sopranos is a really good show, and so a lot of Italian-Americans hear their friends talk about it, and it's like every time someone talks about it, they feel like they can watch it too, but when they do, it's really a rough, tied-to-a-bedroom-door kind of violation. And
it, well, you say it's a good show. Do you watch it?
Oh, I watch it, but I'm not Italian, so it doesn't violate me the way it does Italians.
Why not boycott the show? You haven't said anything about getting the show off the air. It's so offensive.
Well, we think that just isn't part of the qi. We really want to work with the qi, the feng shui, which is an Asian kind of yogic...
You're talking yoga now.
It is. It's a very yoga. It's a healing yoga. And that's what we want to teach a lot of our Italian friends, to use the healing yoga of the qi to endure that media rape that has been visited upon us by Mr. David Chase and Mr. James Gandolfini. And
James Gandolfini?
I'm sorry.
James Gandolfini. All right.
I can't read those. It's so...
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. If you're Italian-American and you feel violated and raped by The Sopranos once a week, you can get counseling. The Living in America seminars that are being conducted by Dean Wheeler right now. 1-800-449-8686. He said he had one cab driver named Carmine come in who just collapsed after seeing Tony yell on one of these episodes. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
The Sopranos TV show is going into reruns on Sunday. This television program, as you know, has been the subject of a lot of Italian-American groups being upset with it and not liking its stereotypical view of Italians as being criminals. And people back east particularly, people in the New York area, particularly Italian-American groups, whatever those groups may be, some have said they think it is, once again, a stereotyping of Italian-Americans as criminals. And you are talking, Dean, about a lot of the Italian-Americans you've talked to being very deeply hurt by this, and they need counseling.
Well, that has been our... That's been our experience. When you see a program like The Sopranos that makes Italians look like they're loud and ignorant, you know, the Italian-Americans themselves feel very put out by this and feel very hurt by this. And what we do is we bring them into one of our rape crisis counseling centers. And we have
Wait. Now, when you say your rape crisis counseling center, why?
Well, we use that for women who have been raped, but we also use it for Italian-Americans who have been hurt by The Sopranos.
Why are you using... Is this a resource you also have?
Oh, yes. We have a rape crisis counseling line.
And you're also using that for...
We use it for two things. Victims of rape and Italian-Americans who are hurt and sort of like figuratively are bleeding from watching The Sopranos. And
so you put the two things, you put them literally together.
Well, we find that our rape crisis counselors can best deal with Italian-Americans that have seen The Sopranos, yes. We tried giving them over to some of our psychologists and talked to them about perhaps the wounded child within. We tried to do some transactional analysis. But we find the best way to reach Italian-Americans who are hurt by The Sopranos is just throw them in there with the rape crisis people. Because they know that's exactly what we're talking about here. And
can they call a hotline? They're calling up a hotline to say, I just saw The Sopranos. I feel like I've been violated.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And that's when we take them through what we call our feng shui, our qi, the yoga of self-analysis and realization and knowing that you're a good person. You're not just a greaseball. You're not just a guinea, but you're a good person. And all those bad people, that's not you. No, that's not you. And we do talk to a lot of people like that.
All right, well, our number is 1-800-449-8686. And you also said that you'd be willing to talk to a few who may have felt hurt and by the program, and also Italian-Americans, I would dare say, who would disagree with you, right?
Well, I don't know what they're burying or what they're hiding. I know a lot of people really stuff that hurt, you know. You just... you put a Kleenex to your rear end and you go about your business. But I think a lot of...
Okay, just hold on. 1-800-449-8686 with Dean Wheeler from the Living in America seminar. If you're an Italian-American who's been... What does it say here? Tied to a bedroom door and violated by the Sopranos. Call us. Audra on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think it's absolutely ridiculous that people take it this personal. It's just entertainment, and if they don't like it, I mean...
Yeah. Is this Audra?
Yes.
Hi, Audra. This is Dean. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Audra, are you Italian?
I sure am.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, Audra, about Italian-Americans is that they are very, very offended by this program. It's hurt them deeply. And you know that with all of the screaming and crying that you people do about being called a Guinea and greaseball, you know.
Are you there, ma'am? No, she's not. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get our phones back in order here. Let's go over to Alex on the Phil Hendry Show. Alex, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
Good afternoon. I am... My
Hi, is this Alex?
Conflict is...
Is this... I'm sorry, Phil. Did she say her name is Alex?
Her name's Alex, yes.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Alex. I'm Dean.
Hello, Dean. I'm having trouble conceptualizing how you are likening watching The Sopranos to a rape or a violation.
Right.
Why don't you counsel them to say, hey, don't watch the show?
Oh, that's a good
show. I don't
show.
Understand that.
Well, it's a good show, though. You know, and so
it
what
is a
happens,
good show. There's also good music that people enjoy, and if I am offended by a certain type of music, I don't listen to it.
Well, Alex,
but it
I'll
might be really good music.
Yeah, you know what it is, Alex? These Italians, I don't know if you're one of them or not. Are you Italian?
No, oddly enough, I'm Russian and Serbian.
Well, there's a lot of there's a few skeletons in your closet, then, aren't there? But
I don't see them as closets. I don't feel that. You know, Lenin was not my grandfather. I don't take responsibility for everything that the communists did.
Well, no,
no relative
Serbian
of mine
shot
Ferdinand in Yugoslavia, so I don't take responsibility for World War One.
Well, no, the Serbian thing.
I don't take responsibility
you're really
what
defensive,
happened.
Aren't you? You're very defensive.
No,
yeah,
I don't take responsibility for what happened in Yugoslavia most recently.
Yeah.
In fact, Alex, you
need to, Alex, because...
No, I don't.
Your Serbian ancestors, your Serbian people butchered up a lot of Muslims.
American people butchered Native Americans. I don't take responsibility.
Women who were tied to fences and violated with table legs.
Oh, God! Why are we talking about this?
Alex, Dean said.
Alex, that's because you're talking a lot, Alex, and that means you're defensive
about
a lot of stuff.
Well, I was talking, and unfortunately you were interrupting me, not allowing me to finish my thoughts.
Well, you were going on about your ancestry, which is all very nice, but we want to talk here about the Serbians that violated women using broom handles.
Oh, come on. Will you please?
Okay, well, they might have, but
can
it's
we
not,
not
something
can
that
we
I
just...
need to take responsibility for.
Yeah.
I was born in the United States, and
that's good.
I don't take responsibility for it.
That's
in fact,
good.
Relatives of mine who recently have fled Yugoslavia, and they are now living in Canada and the U.K. and in the United States.
One step ahead of the law.
You can't necessarily associate...
Can I ask you, Alex, or any
no,
of you?
No, because I'm
your,
trying to finish a thought. Well, if you could listen to the analogy that I'm making, perhaps you could understand where I'm coming from.
I just wondered, are any of your relatives wanted by the UN for war crimes? Or
No,
her
at all.
Relatives left. Alex, hold on. Will you hold the line because we got to go to a break here, okay? Dean, I don't know why you are...
No, she brought up that she was Serbian, and I wanted to draw an analogy between the hurt that she may feel and the Italians, and although the Serbians do the raping, you know, the Italians are the ones receiving it, but I'm trying to say that...
Okay, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. You know, I've heard all about every kind of violence that can be visited upon a person, but to tie in the rape crisis counseling hotline with Italians and how they feel after watching The Sopranos... Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. Check in. Check out our web poll, Phil Hendry Polls America today. And also don't forget about our CD. We'll tell you how you can order that as well. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, we find, you know, at our Living in America seminars, when we counsel Italian Americans, we tell them that The Sopranos, Al Capone, The Untouchables, all of the movies about the Italian being bad, that's just one idea of Italians, and there are good people. And you're good, and we ask them to reach down into themselves and to feel that nice soft spot inside themselves where they can say, I'm good. I'm not bad.
And that way the Italian Americans who feel violated, as you say, by The Sopranos can feel better about themselves.
That's right. It's reaching into the chi and allowing the force to go through the left chakra, and that's what we call our forgiveness chakra. And then it goes back down into the kundalini where the colon is, and you flush it out. You know.
Okay, let me go. I don't know yoga, man. Let me go back to Alex here. Alex, go ahead.
Yes, well, as I was saying earlier, I don't
Alex?
Understand.
Well, this
hello.
Is the lady that I was talking
and,
to?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
All right.
And Dean, if you could bear with me
right.
for a moment
okay.
and not interrupt, what I was having trouble conceptualizing
you bet, Alex. Okay.
is your mm-hmm. is why you would tell them to not watch
yeah.
the program and how you can oh. liken the violation between
yeah.
a rape
yeah.
and watching The Sopranos.
Well,
I don't understand that connection. Wait a minute. I
a
don't understand that
hurt.
Connection.
They're hurt.
Oh, I understand
really
that they can be
it.
Hurt.
And this one cab driver, actually he was a stevedore. He worked on the docks in New York, and he came to our Living in America seminar. And his name was his name was Tony, as a matter of fact. And he came in. And he was so deeply hurt by all of the shooting and stuff. You know, do you remember in The Sopranos when the stripper got beaten to death?
Dean, the question that I asked was, how do you liken rape?
He was
rape?
Hurt by that, you know.
Well, he might have been hurt, but
he
how
was
do you
hurt.
Liken being hurt by watching that to rape? That's my question.
Well,
I don't need to know case studies. I just need to know how what the concept is to understand that.
Well, a lot
that's
of
what
it,
I've
yeah,
asked you,
yeah,
and you're not answering
no,
that question.
No, that's a good question, and I want to address that, okay? Let's. We're going to focus
on that. Are you
going to
address it today or tomorrow?
Well, I know you're angry, and I want to let you
I'm not angry.
That.
I'm frustrated because I'm trying to talk to someone in
right.
an adult manner, and he's skirting the issue.
No,
like,
I want
did
to
you eat that cookie? No.
I don't want you to be angry. I want to address this as adults. And
okay, it also shows you don't listen.
To,
I just said I'm not angry, but I'm frustrated.
We can come
I'm
to
frustrated.
An understanding. We can come to an understanding. That's all I'm trying to say to you.
Yeah, but what she wants is for you to answer the question, how can you compare the act of rape to what an Italian-American feels after he's seen The Sopranos?
Yeah, I'm trying to
right.
understand
right.
that.
Right. That's right, and I got that from Alex, Phil. I did get that from her.
What
okay.
Alex is not getting from Dean
yeah,
is
having,
the answer.
Having gotten
I don't
that,
understand.
You know, we can do too much of this touchy-feely seminar stuff and everything. We got to get some straight answers, you know?
Hello.
You know,
thank you, Phil.
Well, it's difficult for me to deal with angry people. My father was an alcoholic, and so I don't react.
I didn't
react,
know that this
you know.
Program was about you, Dean. If you have issues,
yeah.
perhaps you shouldn't be counseling others.
Oh, no, I did 8 years
and,
of therapy.
And perhaps
no,
you're not
no,
listening to
no,
me. I've said
I did,
it several
yeah,
times.
Yeah, I did 8 years of therapy. And
will you please answer the lady's question? I'm sorry your father was an alcoholic.
No, I'm going to answer it, but I want both of you to be clear. Are we clear? My father was an alcoholic.
Will you please answer why you compare rape to the experience of Italian Americans after seeing The Sopranos? Just answer that. Your father was an alcoholic. You're clear. All that other
and
stuff.
And you're angry and, you know, starting to accuse.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not, I'm not in therapy with you. So
okay.
I called in to ask a question,
right.
and if it's something that you're unable to answer,
yeah.
then
no,
say, I'm
answer.
Doing research. I'm doing research
okay.
on that. I'm unable to answer that now. We're
are
working
we,
through
are
that.
We? Okay, is everybody done now? Is everyone done venting? And
oh, come on.
You know
answer
what? I'm
the
on a
question,
mobile.
All right?
I'm going to hang up because it'll probably be
no,
the whole hour
make...
before my question is answered.
Well, I'll answer your question.
Whoa, great.
Many Italian-American, you know, I'm just trying to keep the rancor at a minimum, and...
I understand. Please answer it.
You really could use one of our Saturday morning classes, Phil.
That's great. I'll go to one of them. Give me a local address and I'll go to it. Answer the question.
You really are locking a lot of energy in your kundalini.
Oh, will you shut up with that? With the yoga?
You know, Dean, feng shui is not yoga.
Feng shui or feng shui?
Feng shui is not yoga.
Italian Americans, because of the jail experience most of them have had, have unfortunately experienced jail rape. And so when they see Sopranos, it brings back memories.
Okay, so that's targeting a very small audience.
Yeah, see? What?
What are you talking about? Most Italian Americans have been to jail and have been raped in jail. Therefore, it feels like it when they watch Sopranos?
Yeah, and we make it better for them. You know, they'll come in, and you have to deal with them as a child. You say, we're going to make it better. You come in, we'll give you a Kleenex, and we have some, you know, some Kool-Aid or whatever they want.
And do you charge for this counseling?
No, we don't, Alex. I mean, does insurance? No, we don't.
Okay.
No. This is a free service.
Uh-huh.
Because we want to make it better.
Of course.
For Tony, well, for Carmine, for all of the Italian Americans that feel as if they've taken a, you know, pretty good size Italian sausage.
All right.
Okay, Phil, I'm going to have to listen to another one of your shows.
Thank you very much. A good size Italian sausage.
Whoops. The feel, you know, that's what we call a whoops.
Marco, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, where'd you get this princess at?
Yeah, he's a...
Hello?
Yeah, well, we're talking about you, Dean. I'm sorry it's rude, but we're talking about you. Talking about your seminar and treating Italian-Americans...
What's this guy talking about over here?
No, we're talking about Italian-Americans
and I'm Italian. What the hell, where you get off telling me what I should think and this thing? Well, you don't
I'm not Italian. I'm not telling you what you think, but if you came to our Living in America seminar...
Oh, yeah, so I'll be first in line, pal. Sure.
Feeling violated by watching The Sopranos, we'd help you, Marco.
How would I get feel? How do I get feeling violated by something that happens every day?
Whoa, shut up! I'm talking to you. It's not even the experience.
This guy, he doesn't want to listen.
Well, you let the guy ask a question.
But no, no. See, because Marco.
Let me tell you something. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, I'm talking to you. How are you going
to
tell me day in and day out? You're going
to
tell me how I'm supposed to feel?
We could give you a shoulder to cry on.
Oh, this Christ. You give me a tissue, too, will you, pal? You're crazy. You're a friggin' nut.
Why do you say that?
Because listen to the way you're talking.
Do you know that you're hurting me?
I'm hurting you. Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on.
I just put the Italian sausage up to your bonjour, you know?
Marco.
Yes.
After watching Sopranos, don't you feel a little bit of pain?
No, I enjoy the show. It's a TV show, for Christ's sakes. Come on.
But don't you understand that it does do things to you as an Italian-American that are negative? It paints you in a light where you're a hood. Well, come on.
Dean, you're getting a little...
This guy's a fruit.
Don't you feel like you should put some
Phil, let me tell you something.
Can I ask Marco one question?
Sure, will you ask anything?
When you watch The Sopranos, you don't...
I'm writing all this down, too, by the way. Go ahead.
You don't feel like applying lubricant?
Are you... Oh,
lubricant?
Hey. Oh, my... No.
Lubricant!
I'm asking an honest question. You know what? I could have held back with that, but I wanted to know.
I think that's what you get off the show. Were you enjoying it? That's what you think? Come on. It's a TV show, for Christ's sakes.
Let me jump in with a sane question here, if I could.
Yeah, what the hell?
No. I'm asking some questions that I think are really important.
Your questions don't make sense. What the hell?
Well, look.
We're aware of the fact, number one, that there were some Italian American groups that were upset with The Sopranos. One of them was the governor of New Jersey or something, who didn't want any filming, done in New Jersey because they said it was a stereotype. And there have been other groups, all right? But to go from that extreme to the other extreme of saying all Italian Americans at some time or another have done jail time?
Exactly. It took Italian sources up there. Yeah, come on.
Well, if I said that, I'm really sorry.
Did I say that?
I'm sorry. What I meant to say, Marco, is that some Italian Americans have done jail time, and not all of them have taken a sausage.
Let me tell you something. Italian Americans, along with everybody else, bit the backbone of this freaking world. And I'm trying not to curse.
Scrubbing blood out as bloodstains on your underwear.
Okay, all right. Marco, thank you very much. What part of you're from Brooklyn? Is that
Flatbush?
Flatbush. That's where the
go ahead, say it.
Where the what?
Well, isn't that where the Dodgers play?
Just said F again. You might want to dump that. Well, I'll tell you one thing. On this show, there are a lot of phony balonies, but that guy, he was for real. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, did you notice how Dean was drifting into Bobby? I'm going to have to kind of, I'm going to get that voice down a little bit more. Let me practice that, okay. Dean Wheeler.
Right, Phil. What we're trying to do.
Bobby.
Yes, Phil. This is
a... You see, there's a subtle, there's, you know, it's a very subtle change, but it's 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're going to do a Phil Hendry Instapoll now, a Phil Hendry Instapoll, which we do occasionally on what did you think of the bit you just heard? Did it suck or was it good? 1-800-449-8686. Now, this Instapoll is not scientific. It's certainly, I would not want it to purport to represent the audience in any significant way, but I think it's just an Instapoll gives you instantaneous reaction on the bit. Did it suck? Was it any good? 1-800-449-8686. Give us a call. We'll throw you up right up on the line here and find out what you thought of that whole bit with Dean Wheeler and the whole idea that The Sopranos, Italian-Americans are so offended by it that they feel as if they've gone through a very rough, unlubricated jail rape. All right? Hi, go ahead. What'd you think?
Oh, I think it kind of sucked. It could have
All right, thanks. We don't need any more. Hi, sucked or any good?
Beg your pardon?
Did it suck or was it good?
Oh, he sucked.
Okay. He sucked. Did the bit suck or was it good?
Hey, I thought it was really good.
Thank you. Did the bit suck or was it any good?
I thought it was pretty good.
Thanks. Did the bit suck or was it... Okay. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It was great.
Okay. Did the bit suck or was it good?
I thought it was excellent.
Thank you. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It was awesome.
Thanks. Did the bits... How many sucks have we gotten so far, Mike? No, we've gotten two. We've gotten two sucks. No, that'll count. If the guy said he sucked, and we're not asking if Dean sucked, although by the sound of him, we're asking if the bit sucked or was it any good. The bit suck or was it any good?
Hello?
Okay, was the bit, did it suck or was it good?
It was great.
Thank you. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It totally sucked.
Thank you. Did the bit suck or was it good?
Hey, Phil?
Did the bit suck? Don't give me any freaking preamble over here. Notice how I'm sounding like one of them guineas? Don't give me any freaking... Just tell me what I want to know. The bit suck or was it good?
It was good.
Thank you. Did the bit suck or was it good?
Sucked.
All right. Thank you very much. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It sucked.
All right. Good. Did the bit suck or was it good?
You kind of started laughing there.
What has that got to do with any... I'm done. Did the bit suck or was it good?
I thought it sucked a bit.
Did the bit suck or was it good?
It sucked.
Okay. Did the bit suck? Thank you very much, ma'am or son. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It sucked.
Did the bit suck or was it good?
Loved it.
Thank you. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It was great.
Thank you. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It was good. It was good.
After you had to think about it. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It was good.
Thank you. Did the bit suck or was it good?
It sucked.
Okay. Now, how many more of these should I take? Should I weight it in favor of it sucked or it was good?
Well, there's eight sucks.
There's eight sucks, and how many goods?
A lot.
Boy, ain't you counting them over there?
I'd say maybe 15.
I'll tell you what I didn't like about it. What I didn't like about it was the analogy, the rape analogies we were using, and I'll tell you why. We fall back on that a lot on this show. We do a lot of that and a lot of ass references, too. And I'm trying to kind of steer it out of there. I don't know why I think it's funny. I don't know why I think it's funny. I do not think rape is funny. But I think somehow comparing jail rape to... And I recognize that that's a horrific experience. I don't know why. Maybe if it happens to me, then I'll stop. Tell you what, I'll check myself in a county jail. I'll get jail raped. I'll come back here a changed man. And I won't ever have no jail rape references on the show, but... It bothered me from the standpoint that we keep falling back on that in this program with a lot of the stuff we do. It's jail rape and, you know, in the Italians. And remember that whole thing we did when the mobile home people, the mobile homes were getting blown away by hurricanes, and so we had that guy on who said that when you buy a mobile home, it's the equivalent of jail rape, etc. So that's what I, that was my first feeling about that. And then the other thing that I didn't like about it was very difficult to screen that hour because Italian, real urban Italians, and I mean by urban Italians, I guess I'm speaking specifically of New York, sound like a caricature of themselves. Now, you heard that Marco guy in Kentucky. He said that, I tell you right now, that guy was for real. I had another guy call from Tucson. He was driving through Tucson. You tell this guy if I ever see him, I want to stick his freaking bum in the, you know, and everything like this. So I questioned the guy, and he was definitely on, but I couldn't tell. And Marco kid, you heard him from Kentucky. Hey, what were you talking about? We'll go take a sausage up the thing. How do you know? I don't know. So that was very difficult with regard to that. And then the second call-out was great with Alex. Most of the calls were great. The first call-out with that chick, whatever her name was, I screened her already. She sucked. I blew her off the line. Mike put her on the air. Nice going, Mike. Look at him. He's hanging his head in there. How dare I humiliate you publicly? Well, you deserve it. Other than that, I thought it was pretty good. So it's going to be a replay hour. We'll play it over and over and over again. Next hour, we're playing it back. Sopranos this coming Sunday at, what is this, 8 p.m.? 8 p.m. They're moving it up an hour. 8 p.m. Pacific and Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, HBO. The first three seasons. And, of course, the question that we had, I don't know whether or not we asked it on the program or not, but I asked it among friends of mine. They were over promoting this thing in Britain. In other words, the second season is out on videotape and DVD in Britain. Why is that? Why not here? Why not in the United States? Is there any reason why they would, what, do they want to see if it bombs or not? If it maybe won't sell? How come those Limeys get it before we get it? Why did they get it over there before we get it? Sex and the City, the same thing. I think they're promoting it, they're releasing it over there. Not that I watch that show. Not that I'd watch any show like that. Written by three gay men. No, oh, well, I do like West Side Story. But, huh? It's coming up what? What is? Oh, great. Well, Mike's going to go out and rent it. Sex and the City, second season. Mike's got every one of them. 1-800-449-8686. So in addition to our website, philhenryshow.com, let me tell you, our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl is available by simply calling 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. $20 for the CD or the picture discs. $350 shipping and handling, and you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or check. And we've raised $152,792 so far this year for my friend's place, over $500,000. And by the way, again, a great thanks to the people at my friend's place in L.A. who took us over to have sushi the other night at Nobu in Malibu. And I'm going back again this weekend. And I called and made reservations, and they didn't know who the hell I was from Adam. But that's okay, because Cindy Crawford and them cats go in there, so why would they know me? They didn't even know Cindy Crawford. In fact, they don't know half the people that are making them. Yeah, what do you want? Yeah, this is David Arquette. Whatever. Okay. We'll tell you how the food is. All I need from Nobu, though, you got great food. Don't give me the whole, the 5-6 courses. Just give me the sushi. I don't want somebody standing there going, may I make a suggestion? The apricot sake says divine.